All right, JR, before I, you know, start thinking about 2019 and on the actual football field, I have to ask you, how often do you go around and say, hey, by the way, Hall of Famer Randy Moss held me when I was a kid?
A lot of guys on the team don't even know my dad played football in the NFL. You know, it's not something I say. It's not like, you know, you just figure it out, honestly. A lot of guys just figure it out. You know, I've been friends with Charlie Warner for years, and he just found out probably this summer that my dad played in the NFL. So it's not something that everyone knows.
You know, your father was a wide receiver. In fact, by the way, you know, everybody's big into fantasy football. Jake Reed was actually on my fantasy football team back in the day when he was a wide receiver with Minnesota. But the fact that he knows football from that perspective, how much does that help you as a defensive back?
Well, my dad, he not only knows just receiver, he knows football, period.
Right.
And so he helps me out just on football, period. And a lot of things he says, Coach Smart ends up repeating, and they don't even talk to each other. So if he says and Coach Smart repeats it, then I know it. Something has to be right. So he does a good job in just coaching me up. He lets me play my position. He's not really hard on me right now because he knows – you know, Coach Smart's got it, but he helps me from time to time on little details.
You know, I always talk about the importance of sports, and it's not just being the, you know, the athletic part of sports, but it's the dealing with the ups and downs, you know, wins and losses, et cetera. And having a father who's gone through that at so many different levels, you know, certainly you can talk football as far as what you need to do from a physical standpoint and play here, play there. What about the mental approach that he probably can help you with?
Well, since I was little, I always used to be in the film room. So I used to watch film when I was little and see little things that they were looking at. So I've been falling in love with film since a young age. And so he just tells me, like, the film room is going to get you ahead of the game in the mental aspect. And it's all about knowing the plays and not all about your ability most of the time. It's about knowing what to do.
And it's interesting you bring up film because, you know, you can talk to NFL veterans and, you know, Michael Vick was talking about the fact that nobody ever taught him how to watch film and how to improve as a player. But as a defensive back, you know, you can certainly catch things on film where wide receivers that you're trying to cover, for example, can give you tips on what they're going to do just because of their mannerisms change.
Yes, most definitely. You know, you watch your third down report. People are pretty predictable on what they do. You watch different guys, and it actually sets you up and to make interceptions and plays based on plays that you see the offense runs. You know, we're creatures of habit. So if I see a formation that I've seen 1,000 times on film, and I know that if they motion this way, it's going to be this certain play. And so that's what helps you make plays on the field.
2-year starter at Georgia. You know, the last 2 years, we're talking about averaging 12 wins, 24 total wins over the last two seasons. What is it like, you know, for you personally and as a team, knowing that you play for a fan base that's good, but it's not what they want? They want another national championship that has not been won since the 80s.
Well, you know, it's always good playing for the dog fans, you know, but, you know, one day they'll be cheering you on and one day they might be booing you, and we love the dog fans of the nation, but what we focus on is our team goals and what we want. And, you know, it's a different team, but the same goals. You know, we want an SEC championship. We want a national championship. We wake up every day and we go to work with our brothers. And so that's what motivates us. That's what gets us going every day.
You know, it's interesting, people like this year, Alabama in the West, Georgia in the East, but there's five other programs that if everything falls in place that they could be at the end of the year SEC champs. They don't care. Just like what you're talking about, they tune out whatever the fans, whatever the media is saying, because if they believe in themselves and they believe in the leaders on that football team, like you're a leader with Georgia, for example, it doesn't matter what anybody else says as long as you guys believe.
Yeah, most definitely. You can't overlook an opponent, you know. I've been getting a lot of questions about, you know, are you so excited to play Bama and all this upcoming year? But, you know, we have Vanderbilt, our first game. August 31st is Vanderbilt. And we got to focus on them in order for us to get down the road and get to our goals. And our goals is the SEC championship and the national championship. So right now what we're focused on is Vanderbilt.
And by the way, you may not even see Alabama this year.
Exactly.
There's three other teams than West says, what about us? LSU, Texas A&M, Auburn. As you brought up, Vanderbilt, and of course, we're based out in Nashville, so Vanderbilt right out of the gates playing host to the Bulldogs. This whole month starting in August, getting ready for the start of the season, certainly, as you mentioned, you're not thinking SEC titles or being one of the four playoff teams. Your focus and where it needs to be is on Vanderbilt, your next opponent.
Yes, and that's how you have to have your focus. Once you start thinking way down there and start counting your eggs and start counting your wins and losses before it happens, and counting your wins before it happens, next thing you know, you're down 20 at halftime, and you're like, well, how did we get here?
So close, and you go 2 years ago, overtime loss to Alabama. Last year, the opportunities was certainly there for Georgia to be that last team standing. Can you use those disappointments to fuel you this year?
Like I said before, what fuels us is our brothers and our goals. You know, losses happen, wins happen. You get 24 hours to take it all in and take y'all a win in and take a loss in, and then you got to move on. So right now our goals is the SEC championship, the national championship. Work hard. Me and my brothers, we got Jake and Andrew here today, and our goals is to just keep pushing, and that's what fuels us.
You talk about representing your two teammates here, representing Georgia, 42 players all together over these 4 days, not just leaders on the football field, but leaders on the campus as well. What does that mean for you, having this opportunity to represent Georgia in this situation?
You know, it means the world to me that Coach Smart believes in me, and the staff believes in me, and believes in me and Jake and Andrew, that we're going to do the right thing. We're going to show up on time. We're going to represent the team well, and not only represent the team, represent the university.
What's the best piece of advice your father has ever given you with regards to how football pertains to your life?
Just working hard. You know, whatever you want to do, you got to work hard. And that's one of the things that he told me to do when I came to Georgia, and that's one of the things he tells me to do outside of school, is like, whatever you do, you got to work hard.
JR, before I let you go, when we look at 2019, do you and your teammates have unfinished business?
Most definitely we have unfinished business. We want to get to the SEC championship. We want to win that, and we want to win that natty.